The budget passed by the State Assembly would cut $2.5 million from the DNR's budget. Most of it would come from the Water Quality Division, which would lose as many as 30 employees. DNR employee Marie Stewart, who's president of the Wisconsin Science Professionals Union, says it's wrong to make most of the cuts in the Water Quality Division.
Those programs include all of our surface water protection programs, all of our groundwater and drinking water protection programs. And the last thing we need in Wisconsin, which is known for its clean environment and safe drinking water, is a situation where we don't have the employees to protect that resource.
Members of the DNR board say the agency should have more discretion in meeting its budget cuts. Most other agencies can choose where to make cuts. Without the State Water Quality Division, enforcement of clean water laws would fall to the EPA. Republican State Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay says that would hurt the state.
In virtually every case that I could think of, it's always better to have the our own DNR run these programs. I think we would lose a lot of flexibility if we allowed that to happen.
Cole says cutting the Water Quality Division would hurt agriculture and business because it would be more difficult to get permits from the EPA. State Senate leaders say they'll restore the Assembly's cuts in environmental programs. The Senate will start work on the budget repair bill next week. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.